We've gotten very fancy as we've progressed, and mainly because there's so many people that have their fingerprints on this project. There's lots of people that have shaped it to what it is today, which is it's a pretty tight operation we have. We put together a strategic plan, and in our strategic plan, we have three main things we're trying to do. We're becoming established as a center on the UT campus with kind of partnerships and affiliations with other units on campus. We're housed in a journalism department within the College of Communication, which is a little bit unusual for oral histories, but in some ways it makes a lot of sense because our project is so media heavy that it's really very natural for us to be where we are. So that's one thing, becoming a center, becoming institutionalized within our campus. The other part of it is creating an endowment that's going to allow the long-term sustainability so that I don't expect I'm going to be around here in 20 years. Hopefully, I will have at least retired by then. So I'm pushing so that there's going to be the same kind of commitment that I certainly have had for the last 20 years to make sure that it keeps on reaching its potential and even growing in ways that I can't even foresee. I mean, I could never have foreseen 20 years ago that we would be doing the kinds of things that we're doing now. Another thing is putting entire interviews online. We ask people for explicit permission to put their entire interviews online. But putting them up on YouTube is one thing. Nobody is going to sit there and watch a 2-hour interview unless it's their interview with a loved one. But if it's indexed and you see that this part of the interview deals with their educational experience, then that may be the area that you want to look at, and you're more likely to go to that particular place to look that up. So we've raised a few thousand dollars here and there to do that, and that's what we're working on right now. We're getting ready to put about 20 of them online in the next few weeks, and then over the summer we'll be concentrating on that. And then the other thing is, we know that the interviews and the topics that we've selected for us are just the tip of the iceberg. This is just what we've been able to get here. But we know that there are, throughout the country and in other local communities, you could do the same sort of approach to research that we've done here, which is you do the interviews, but you use it as a real opportunity to really dig deep and understand an issue. There may be something about the Mexican school in your little town. And so doing interviews with people around that Mexican school or whatever it was in your hometown that really was a pivotal time for your community, that's the kind of stuff that we'd love to partner with people and show them how we've done it. Not that they have to do everything that we've done, but we've kind of gone through and eliminated a lot of things that didn't work. So my hope is that if we can show them what we've done, they can adopt whatever part of what we've done to their own operation and make it work for them.
Do you have sort of an open call for people to come and share their stories with you? How do you find your subjects?
No, we don't, because we don't have the resources for that. We have a really small operation, and we want to make sure that we're able to take care of what we have in our backlog. That said, I do get emails, I do get requests from people saying, my dad is a Vietnam vet and he has a great story, or my mom was during Vietnam, had this experience, or they were involved in this or that. If they can come up to Austin, we have a studio space and we have a videographer that we can schedule it, and it's easier for us. If we have to travel outside of Austin, it's a little bit harder for us because it involves mileage and it involves hotels. People that work for me generally get paid. So I have a bunch of students working for me, but they can't do this for free. So it's an expense for us. So I want to make sure that we can take care of what we have and that I'm not overextending ourselves. But we also have instructions on how you can do interviews yourself. And I will be very glad if anybody is interested in sending us an email and they want to know more about it, send it to voices@utexas.edu. And we'll be glad to share with you our pre-interview form and then the YouTube instructions on how to do an oral history interview and then how to videotape and how to make sure that you get good quality.